Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The Bedouin Girls Alliance and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Utbah rahimahullah, a slave says, I was once traveling through the forests of Basra when I saw a few Bedouin tents in a narrow piece of farmland. In one of these tents, there sat a girl who seemed to be mad. I greeted her by saying, Assalamu alaikum, but she did not return my salam. She might not have heard the Sheikh's salam, or he might have not heard her reply. There are many situations in which a person is allowed not to return a salam. The girl then read a few poems which meant, Blessed are the people, are the pious people who stay hungry for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. They spend their nights awake contemplating, thinking about the qualities of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and His creation. They look worried because of the love of their Rabb. The foolish call them mad, although they are the wisest of men of all times, who are restless because of being separated from their Rabb. I went to her and asked, who owns this farm? She replied, if it remains as it is, to the end it will be ours. I then roamed about the other tents when suddenly there was a heavy storm and rain poured down from the skies very heavily. I thought of going to the tent of the girl to see what she would say about the storm which had destroyed the crops. I saw that her crops had been drowned in water while she stood there speaking to her Rabb. But Allah, who has placed in my heart a spark of His purest love, I am happy with your decision. She then looked at me and said, Just see, it is He who has caused this crop to grow, straightened it on its stalks, grew ears on the stalks, filled the ears with grains, fed it with rain, protected it from going to waste. But when it was ripe and ready for harvesting, He destroyed it completely and washed it away. After this, she said, looking up to the heavens and addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, People are all your slaves. Their food is your responsibility. You do as you wish and you are the Rabb of absolute power. I asked, I see that your crop has been destroyed and yet you are patient. How did you attain such excellence? She replied, Silence, because my Rabb is perfect. He has always given me my food in strange and unique ways. All praises to Him whose favors to me have always been far more than what I had been hoping for.